Case number 11,249.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Andrew K. Barucci, north of Holly Mount Road, Road 48, 250 feet west of Joseph Lane and across from Phillips Branch Road, Road 302, being Lot 7 within Angolaville Development. Tax map ID is District 234, map 11, parcel 83. A variance from the minimum lot width requirement for a parcel.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Andrew K. Barucci, 31656 Burton Drive, Harbison, Delaware, 19951.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Could I present a map of the property?
Sure.
I believe it's with my key.
We have that already?
Yeah. I'm requesting a variance for the minimum lot width. The map in front of you shows a narrow parcel that runs along the subdivision of Angolaville. I own both Lot 7, which shows on the map, along with that parcel beside it. At some point between when the parcel was purchased in 2000, the narrow section was combined with Lot 7 of Angolaville. In 2009, the property was transferred to myself from my grandparents. I recently inquired about building on that parcel that runs along the subdivision, and that's when I discovered that at some point it had been combined within the subdivision itself. I then asked if the parcel could be broken off of that existing lot, and they said that at the minimum is, I believe, 150 feet for a lot width, and we're running at 100. So I'm trying to request a variance for that, and I'm just going to address the, first of all, the uniqueness. It is a narrow lot. It's at 100 feet, but it is 793 feet deep. So any structure within that would still be able to meet the setbacks that are required. As far as a practical difficulty, there is. It's 50 feet less than what's required, which is 150 feet. Possibility of development. Without the variance, the property cannot be developed as it needs to be 150 feet wide. And it's very necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Without the variance, I can't build anything on it, basically. The difficulty, it's not been created by myself. The property was signed over to me in 2009. It was a narrow property to begin with, and at some point, like I explained earlier, it was combined with the lot within the subdivision. I don't believe this will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it will not affect the development of the adjacent property, because any structure within would still be able to meet the 15-foot side restrictions, the 20-foot rear, and the 40-foot front because of the depth of the property. And I don't believe it's going to be detrimental to the public welfare at all. And this is the least modification possible, is to, on the minimum lot width.
Excuse me.
And it's very necessary to afford relief. As I stated earlier, it's not developed. I can't develop on it without this variance. And just due to the economy, this property's paid for free and clear, so it does give me an opportunity to try to build something on it and use the property. And that's basically what I'm requesting. I can answer any questions.
All righty, well, see you tonight. Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Hudson?
So Angolaville won't let you build property on Lot 7 because it's
joined with the other parcel?
Well, there's an existing house on Lot 7.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to break that parcel off. On the deed, it's broken up Parcel 1, Parcel 2, but at some point, that line there disappeared between Lot 7 and that piece of property there.
Okay,
so I'm trying to break that off to build something.
May want to build something on the long
100-foot
mm-hmm. line. Thank you.
Mr. Rickards?
Now, it's kind of funny that your survey doesn't show your frontage on there and the county, which is not, should I say, not as good as the surveyor there, but they show 100 feet, and that's what you're showing there, you're saying, 100-foot frontage?
Yes, and I have a map that I printed off your website that shows 100-foot frontage on County Road 48
okay.
and 101 feet in the back on Burton's Pond.
Okay, that's not showing on there. Okay.
It is showing L1 and L2. Is that listed somewhere else on the survey?
I didn't see that.
Because we do have a partial survey here. It doesn't appear to be a full survey.
No.
It does. On the main one.
It's on the other. Okay.
L1 is 100 feet, L2 is 101 plus or minus.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. So,
thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
The survey that you have here doesn't show the existing dwelling on Lot 7.
Mm-hmm.
Have you checked with your surveyor to make sure that this proposed subdivision doesn't affect the setbacks for that house?
It shouldn't be because that piece of property was never a part of the subdivision originally. The what it was is my grandparents lived on Lot 7. They had a garden within that strip there. Townsend's owned that and agreed to sell him whatever it did to cover that piece of property. So it was purchased in 2000, that narrow that you see. The subdivision, that was from the 70s. It was
so the house was there when the lot line was previously split up as you have it here.
The house has been there
zoning
since 1972. They purchased that additional property within the Townsend's property in 2000.
Are you aware of any additions or additional structures that were placed on the property after the acquisition of that additional parcel?
No, sir. The additional parcel has no dwellings at all.
I'm not talking about the additional parcel. I'm talking about Lot 7. You haven't put a shed or anything like that that would be closer to that dividing line?
There is a shed, but it's within distance of the property line, yes. And there was a placement permit, I believe, they obtained for that.
Well, yeah, but what Mr. Sharp is saying is that it may have met the setback requirements when it was combined. But now that you're creating a line here, will it still meet the setback?
Oh, yes. The building I'm speaking of was done prior to the acquisition of this.
It's always been there. Is that right?
Yes.
It's always been there.
And what I guess what I'm asking is you haven't added any additional exterior structures to that house since you've acquired that additional parcel?
No, sir. It's remained the same.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's fine. It was a tough concept. So, thank you.
Mr. Workman, do you have any questions?
No question.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 11,249. I believe the applicant has explained how the lot is unique and also how it was joined together at some point when it was originally separated, as well as the fact that Lot 7 is part of a development, and the 100-foot parcel was never intended to be part of that. As it stands now, it cannot otherwise be developed. It wasn't created by the applicant, and I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And therefore, also, I believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,249. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickers?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,249 is approved.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.